Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. I love sharing principles and perspectives that empower leaders to live and work with more clarity, certainty, and power. And today we're going to speak about your mind. Being a human being is fascinating because we are all the same in some aspects and we are all very different in other aspects. But you and I have a mind. You have thoughts in your head during the day. You think stuff. Some conscious, some unconscious, some you might actively choose to think. Other thoughts are just random. You actually could have the experience of having a mind instead of being caught up inside your mind. Well, what do I mean with that? Well, if you stop and notice for a second, can you just get aware that you are thinking? Can you just notice that right now you are thinking? You can even listen to your own thinking if you listen well. You get a sense that, yeah, here am I and here are my thoughts. We live a lot of our days caught up inside the mind, and whatever we think we just experience, and whatever trigger we get we just act on it, and whatever happens we find out 20 minutes later, why did I get stuck on this YouTube shorts so long? Well, your mind got hold of you and triggered you, and you lost your choice and you lost your attention. As soon as you have a sense of here am I and here are my thoughts, you can start to observe something about your mind. You either have a very busy mind or you have a more quiet mind. Human beings are busy-minded or we are more quiet-minded. And that's a very interesting distinction. It's really easy to see, actually, because when you are busy-minded, and I mean in a non-productive way, I don't mean fast and focused, I mean too busy-minded for your own good, it feels a certain way. You feel rushed, you feel stressed, you feel impatient, you feel kind of annoyed, you feel kind of anxious, you feel kind of distracted. Unfocused, you're busy-minded too much. When we have a quiet mind, it feels different. We feel more calm, we feel more focused. It's easier to make choices. We're less rushed. Simply noticing whether you're busy-minded or quiet-minded might start to evoke an experience for you of your mind slowing down. Just putting your attention on whether you have a busy mind or quiet mind sometimes helps you get more quiet-minded and move out of the busy mind. If you notice what happened right now, are you more quiet-minded now than half a minute ago? Well, maybe so, and then you have the experience of observing whether your mind is busy or quiet in and of itself can be helpful. I'll come back in another episode of the podcast next and share more about this busy-minded versus quiet-minded experience and point to something interesting. There is something even beyond the quiet mind that is interesting to reflect on. But for now, just notice, are you busy-minded or quiet-minded? And bring your focus back to that during the day, and you will see that your mind starts to get less busy. You make better choices and you access more capacity and power just by simply observing whether you're busy-minded or not. Thanks for listening. I'm back most days of the week with new episodes. You can go to wilhelmhast.com for more information about programs I have, free content, what I do, and how you can empower yourself as a leader in your life. So thanks for listening, and you're welcome back anytime you want.